My name is Saika Nars-Pandal. I've been taking care and running Homestart Islington for the past 18 months. I was born in Sheffield. My father came from the Commonwealth in 1955 and he was already an English speaker. He applied for a job in London as a bus driver and he got a job with London Transport. So we sold our house in Yorkshire and we went to Seven Sisters Road behind the Sobel Centre. And I actually grew up on the Andover estate. So we came up to London, Islington, in 1980, so I was 10. I remember when I first came, there was like McDonald's, it was flashing lights, and I thought, wow, well, this is like a disco. So I went into the infants first, and it was really strange because I remember everybody introducing me, the teachers went, oh, we've got a new girl called Saika, and some of the children came up to me and said, oh, how do you pronounce your name? And I said, oh, it's Saika, and it was like, because I spoke English really well, they said, oh, so where do you come from? And I said, I'm from Sheffield. I remember making a few friends from who were from the West Indies, the Caribbean children, so we kind of bonded together. I always found in Islington people were really, really nice. There was a lot of Greek people around. I didn't really see anyone from my own community. So when I was in school, there wasn't anyone South Asian. There was the mosque, the Muslim Welfare House, which we used to attend. Obviously, one of the first things that my parents did was, I need to learn Arabic because I'm from the Muslim faith. So we went there, but then we went to, there was a, where the big mosque is now on St. Thomas's Road, it was only two houses. And we used to go enroll and I used to learn Arabic there. And my dad was actually one of the trustees, because at the time the mosque was going through improvements because it was tiny, and that's when I saw my community for the first time, because my origins are Pakistani. There must have been, I think, about 10, 15 children there. And so obviously there were families dotted around Finsbury Park from the Bangladeshi community, Pakistani community, and the Mauritian community. And I remember growing up on the Andover estate with my friends, the Red Rose Club, Jeremy Corbyn's office, and I remember I used to see him all the time. So he was quite a prominent figure in my life growing up because he was always around the area. And then it came to secondary school and it was quite mixed, but mixed in the sense that there was lots of girls from the Caribbean. There must have been just two Pakistani girls in school, and it was just quite English. School was fun, but then there was a lot of name calling. It didn't really bother me because as a child it doesn't really bother me. All I wanted to do was just impress my friends and be like them. My husband, who's from Bradford, moved up to London in 1981, and I met him on he used to work in Finsbury Park in a shop called It's a Knockout. And when I used to go to mosque school, he used to work, and that's how we kind of met. And obviously he's English speaking, I'm English speaking, and it's quite untraditional for me to have kind of met my own husband and marry him. At the time, I didn't care what religion he was from because we weren't religious at all. I knew that I was Pakistani Muslim, but there was not much emphasis on it. So where we would celebrate our Eid and the Ramadan, and we'd occasionally pray. I never wore the headscarf. We were very Western. I was, you know, very Western in my clothes. I think traditions were more important to my father, like that I am from Pakistan. But then I was English, British at the same time. So outside of the home, I'm very English, British. And inside of the home, I'm Pakistani. So basically, as soon as I reached the age of 14, 15, when at school, when my friends were all going out to, you know, clubs, and I wasn't allowed to because Asian girls don't go out after 7, 8 o'clock. So that was quite hard for me, wanting to be like my friends. So it was like, what am I? Am I English? Am I British? Am I Pakistani? Am I Muslim? So anyway, carried on with the school. Things were changing even in the Andover estate. There were gangs were being formed. Not that I was ever part of the gangs, but it's like I started to feel, where do I belong? Because Islington, even in 1984-85, it wasn't as mixed. Like what you see today, where I would say 50% or 49% is BME, it was nothing like that at all. It didn't bother me at the time. It bothers me more now when I look back, because obviously I'm nearly a 50-year-old woman now, and I realise what I went through. I was supposed to go to Islington Sixth Form, which obviously I didn't go because I'd gotten married. Then I had my first child in 1987. So in 1988, I had my second child. So I went on to have seven children. I'm grateful that I grew up in Islington. I'm grateful that my children grew up in Islington, because even though it wasn't mixed at the time, it started to get mixed. Whereas if we had grown up in an area where there was just the Asian community, then maybe we might have been a bit more introverted and not so open to other communities. I'm not sure. In 1998, I had a massive identity crisis. I thought, oh my God, who am I? What am I? And I think that was the late 90s when Islington changed. When the mosques, because the mosques always used to be empty. There was two, the Finsbury Park Mosque and Muslim Welfare House. They were empty. There was hardly anyone there. And then you had this influx of Somali people. You know, they would say, oh, are you Muslim? I said, yeah, I'm Muslim. And I hardly knew my prayers. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm not English. Actually, I'm not. So I thought, I'm not even Pakistani, because I don't know. I'm not Asian. I, for the first time in my life, I identified myself with being a Muslim woman. And that was when I started wearing my headscarves, because I started looking into it. You know, it's an obligation. You know, it's not oppressive. It had a different meaning for me. It saved me the racism. Walking up and down the same streets that I walked when I was a child, and still walking those same streets, I think that's what means a lot to me. I know the very fabric of this society. I've seen it change for the worse, for the better, but I've actually seen how people who are not from my community gel and bond together in Islington, where yes, I've faced racism from a few ignorant people. My experience growing up in Islington has still been pretty amazing. I think people from Islington, whether they worked in Islington or they were Islington based, they were quite diverse in their own thinking anyway, even though the community wasn't diverse. So Islington's given me a chance to be this person that I am.